Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the Gospel of John, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Today we have a little bit of a gift for you. I have some slides that I'm going to have in my sermon here today to do. And I actually had a picture that I was going to bring in here, but I forgot that in my office. So we have a picture of it as well that we'll go through in a minute here. But as we gather here for worship today, on this last Sunday of the church calendar year, we're at the end of the year, and it's called Christ the King Sunday. Yes, next week we start the season of Advent. And looking back, it's been a long year for the church, for your congregation, and for the church in general. It's been a long year as we have dealt with the election, we have dealt with all sorts of things that are happening in our world, we have dealt with lots of transition, and there has been a lot of change. And by looking ahead to a new year that will go, well, who knows where it will go, we have many questions about life in the future, and many of these questions do not have answers. Yet, that is what this year of transition is all about. Transition. I think the church has its own unique way of marking time and giving us the answers to some of the questions about life. We have this belief that our faith alone enables us to live lives into the future filled with meaning, purpose, joy, and hope. Our annual church calendar cycle dramatically portrays the life of Christ from the beginning to the end, the life of God's church, proclaiming Jesus' birth, death, and then ends with resurrection. It's like two bookends to the story, the birth and the death. Yet, this yearly concept in our faith story is not that of a circle, which is neither a beginning or an end. Rather, the church calendar portrays a spiral, which is like a propeller on an airplane, turning this way, that moves forward through time, each with a rotation to reach its final goal. And that goal is the kingship of Jesus, Christ the King, to share who Jesus really is. And I think just maybe that this is the answer to our questions of life and even truth. What is the truth? At the end of the church year is not the Christ's resurrection that you would think. It is with the acknowledgement of Jesus as the King, Christ the King. The life of Jesus is getting out there in the world. It's even becoming a little bit more mainstream. Years ago, I don't know if you remember this, but I was really excited to see that on live primetime television on NBC, there was a broadcast drama of the real life of Jesus Christ. And it was during a primetime, and then to top it off, it was one of the most popular singers of our time, John Legend, played the role of Jesus Christ, and man, can that man sing. It was a huge hit, primetime television. I was really surprised at how well the story of Jesus was told. However, the drama ended differently than I was hoping. It ended with the death of Christ, not the resurrection. But if we think about the whole story of Jesus, has his life as a whole. The story of his life was told, ending with Jesus shining in the glory, filled in that Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit of God as Christ the King. This Christ the King Sunday proclaims the accomplished fact that Christ is King, the King of kings and the Lord of all lords. Christ the King Sunday challenges each one of us to pray that Christ be the King for us. Now, I'm a visual person, and I have some pictures. I don't know if we can put them on the board. Are we able to get the slides today? I'm not going up. Ah, there we go. Not yet. Let's go back another one. And I think it's important that we can actually see what this last day of the church calendar is important. So this center reminds me of all pictures and paintings that portray Jesus as our King. Now, when it comes to art, one of my real favorite artists is Vincent van Gogh. Now we go to the next picture. His infamous Starry Night picture, beautiful picture, is my very favorite because I think it's the closest picture he has portraying any Christian faith in any way. It is a beautiful painting that portrays life with the stars and in the earth. Now, when it comes to the pictures of Jesus, there are very few pictures of Jesus that I liked. I don't even like looking at pictures of Jesus because most of them are not how Jesus of Nazareth is portrayed in real life. In fact, many pictures of Jesus are far from the truth of what Jesus probably looked at. One of my favorite pictures, because it is an example of the type of king that Jesus was, and it also demonstrates to me the type of pastor that I hope that I am. This is the picture I was hoping to share with you. It's a picture that's black and white, and this picture embodies ministry that I like to live. It speaks and he screams compassion. My brother knew that I loved this image of Jesus, so for my ordination 24 years ago, he bought me this framed picture for me, and it's something I treasure because I look at it every day and go, and that's who you want to be. Another artistic piece of art that stands out from all other pictures of Jesus is Dali's portrait of Christ of St. John of the Cross. That picture right there, we've all probably seen it. And I have no real critical understanding of the painting until recently. I didn't know that Dali claimed to have an experience or a cosmic dream that led him to create this wonderful piece of art. I think what I like about it is the darkness cast by Christ's outstretched arms with the light beaming underneath them. This is how Jesus was portrayed at the end of the NBC drama of Jesus Christ on television. Jesus on the cross with the light of the Holy Spirit just making him shine. Christ exemplifies, anticipates the abyss of coming over the clouds before or after a storm. There's something like almost anti-gravitational about the perspective of how Christ hangs from the cross and the cross hangs over the sky so unwood beam-like. And it draws me to this cosmic power of the King of Kings, which looked like Christ is somewhere between two kingdoms, one on earth with us and with God the Father in heaven. At the end of John's Gospel that we read today, Jesus hangs between heaven and earth. Jesus also hangs between the power of God and the powers that be. Jesus as the King of Kings. In today's story, we have this sense with Pilate confronting Jesus. It is one of the most powerful, dramatic scenes in the entire New Testament. The accused Christ has been led by the high priest's guards to Pilate, the Roman governor. "Are you the King of the Jews?" Pilate asks. But Jesus knows something about questions. They're usually rigged. "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" And he puts it back to Pilate. It is reported that 7 times Pilate went back and forth to people asking them what he should do with Jesus. It's obvious that Pilate really did not know what to do, and he had a conscience too. It was a mere pawn pushed by events beyond his control. Here it is, ruler confronted by ruler. Kingdom confronted by kingdom. Pilate proclaimed his authority, but acted in confusion and fear. Pilate said that he was in charge, but he wanted everybody to believe that, but we know that he was not. Supposedly, Jesus was on trial. Actually, if you think about it, I think Pilate was. And then Jesus says it. Everything in the conversation, indeed, everything in the gospel has been pointed towards this verse in 36. All right, verse 36. Jesus says, "My kingdom is not from this world." If it were, his followers would take the usual steps by the usual means of rescuing their king. But Pilate says, "So you are a king." Jesus knew that Pilate meant something exactly opposite from his own understanding of the word. He says, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born. For this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asks, "What is truth?" Really, it was a rhetorical question. But I think this is the main point that the writer of John wanted us to hear today. Ask anyone today, "What is truth?" You are sure to start an interesting conversation. Maybe that's what we should talk about on Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday night. And asking, you are likely to receive laughter, scorn, and derision. What is truth? Some say that truth is a power play, a meta-narrative constructed by the elite for the purpose of controlling others. Some say truth is subjective, the individual, the perspective, preference of opinion. Others still believe that truth is a collective judgment, the product of cultural consensus, and still others flatly deny the concept of truth altogether, saying there is no such thing as truth. But here's a simple definition from what the Bible teaches. Truth is that which is consistent with the mind, will, character, and glory in the being of God. Even more to the point, truth is the self-expression of God. Let me say that again. Truth is the self-expression of God. That is the biblical meaning of truth. Because the definition of truth flows from God. Truth flows from God. Truth is theological. Truth is also ontological. A very big word saying that it was the way things really are. Reality is what it is because God declared it so and made it so. That's the truth. Therefore, God is the author, source, determinator, governor, arbitrator, ultimate standard, and the final judge of truth in all the world. How often do we get to listen to Jesus' voice, the truth, in making decisions in our lives? Let me ask that again. How often do we get to listen to Jesus' voice, the truth, in making decisions in our own lives? Think about that. The truth is that it's all about our relationship with Jesus. The voice of truth is meant for all people in this world. Jesus says that he has written the truth on our hearts of all the people, and I believe that. That all people know right from wrong, know that there is the God. Our questions that we often ask ourselves about truth is something like, what am I going to do? And the question should be, what are you going to do, God? Jesus doesn't draw lines in our actions. We are the ones that do that. Jesus is on the other side yelling, "Hey, listen to me. I know the truth. I know what to do." All our questions of existence, the meaning and purpose and the hope, this Christ the King of Sunday answers loud and clear with the new song of Easter, the other bookend, the voice of truth, Christ's own voice proclaiming the supreme truth of our faith, "My kingdom is not from this world." It's very Easter thinking. Many have interpreted this to say that Jesus' kingdom is somewhere in the heavens up there. not relevant to this world. God is not from here. God is not with us. To me, Jesus is saying that the values of this kingdom are different from those of the current system that we live by. In other words, Jesus does not have to exercise the type of authority that seeks to be on top, like the king that I was portraying here, that results in oppression, corruption by judicial systems, and precisely the kind of hypocrisy that Pilate exhibited in the interaction between him and Jesus. Jesus tells Pilate, if my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Jesus is saying, in my death and resurrection, the kingdoms of this world have been transformed forever. And this is the gospel for today, that all humanity has been transformed by Christ the King forever through his relationship with him. All humanity has been transformed by Christ the King forever through this relationship with him. With the Spirit, we can see the truth and discover the reality of the kingdom that we live in. We find ourselves being transformed into kingdom people, priests of our God, a community that both knows and tells the truth. For we, the church, have been sent into this world. When I was a child living in North Dakota, the summer evenings often had these calm storms that I loved to watch the approaching storm and to see the brilliant flashes of lightning racing through the sky and then count the seconds it would take to hear the thunder follow. The thunder, the louder the thunder would get, the brighter the flashes would seem to get. They are really only one event, though. They actually happen at the same time. But in that experience, in a few seconds between the lightning and the thunder, the same event is being both present and future. The kingdom of God is like that, both present and future. Climaxed at its highest at Easter, the resurrection. It is yet complete, not yet complete, still not done, in which we live between the lightning and the bursting of an empty tomb and the thunder of a new cosmic creation. We know the thunder will come just as certainly as on a Sunday night in North Dakota, and just as certainly as the crucified and risen Christ, the King, stands even now in our presence. By Jesus' great grace, we become kingdom people, bear witnessing to the truth, the kingdom that comes much closer to this time and this place. I think another thing that fascinates me about Christ, the St. John of the Cross picture, is the way that Dali somehow managed to paint the mystery of that cross, the way that Christ was crucified, is the one in which whom holds all things together, the one whom we need to know. If we're going to know anything else, we need to know the one who holds the answers to life and death is Christ the King, who is here and is in the kingdom of God at the same time. Amen.